Yes. Boston leading into the last segment of the last show before the election. You know, I, first and foremost, it's just a, what an awesome discussion with Chris Alfheim and Kristen Lierley. I am not a news program. And so I am going to say, I wholeheartedly hope that they prevail and they win. I'm so proud to know them. I'm so proud to call them friends, and that whatever community they represent would be so well served by their brilliance and their passion, and they would just do a bang up job. And, you know, I usually have notes all over the place about what I'm going to talk about and how this is going to go and all this. I have nothing for today. And I thought, how am I going to make the closing argument on this program? And my thought was, I just will open my big mouth and see what comes out. And I think when it comes to summarizing everything that we have before us on November 5th, it really boils down to some pretty simplistic things. All right. Take out the politics, take out the names, take out the Republican and the Democrat, take everything out. And when you boil all of it down to the lowest common denominator, what you're left with is a very simple choice. And we're going to talk about the choice at the top, and then we're going to talk about kind of bringing it down ticket. The choice at the top, you have between a candidate who tried to overturn and overthrow a free and fair election, and then when it didn't happen, tried filing 62 lawsuits. 61 of them were turned down, and the other one was just on a technicality. So he basically lost every single time. Then when that didn't work, he tried to take an angry mob of thousands and thousands of people to storm the Capitol and inflict as much pain and anguish and chaos as they possibly could, because he couldn't tell the American people the truth that he did lose that election. That's what you have. Oh, and then, by the way, after that, he was convicted of dozens of felonies since he left office. So on one hand, we have a felon that tried to overthrow democracy. And on the other side, we have someone who didn't do all of that. Now, again, I might not be the smartest person in the room. Maybe I am, because there's no one else in here. But it occurs to me that maybe we shouldn't give the keys back to that guy. All right. Now put in some of the politics, put in some of the, you know, what they believe in. And if you are someone undecided, listen to this. What leadership is being selfless, is being someone who is not too haughty to say, hey, I don't know everything. Because when you are someone that says, I don't know everything, you put people around you who can help you get through a crisis, a pandemic. And so you have to ask yourself, on one end, do you believe that Donald Trump will surround himself with people who will challenge him, who will educate him, who will move the country in a direction that is common sense, smart, and led by experts? Or do you believe that he will surround himself with people who just will tell him what he wants to hear? I think most of us know the answer to that. And so we turn to Kamala Harris. Do you believe that she will do that? Do you believe that she's an educated person? Well, she got herself through law school. She leads by compassion. And I do believe that she will surround herself with experts, the best and the brightest, who are not afraid to challenge her And in turn, it will make her leadership that much better. All right. There's the top of the ticket. But it doesn't stop there. And where I look at things is we are so divided as a society. And coming from the Republican side, I saw this coming for a long, long time. And I was worried about this for a long, long time because my concern was, hey man, once this movement finds its leader, boy, it's going to be dangerous. And they did. And they took that leader and they didn't just make it a political movement. They made it their very identity. And so how do we as people, how do we as voters, how do we as a society, I think we said it while I was talking with the Chris's, how do we go clear douche and rid ourselves of that? Well, you do that by down ticket voting. You do that by voting for Chris Alfheim. You do that by voting for Kristen Lierley. You do that by voting on one side so clearly, because on the Democratic side, that will give our society, our community, our country the path to get past this. And we gotta get past this. Right now, guys, this is not about left versus right. This is about right versus wrong. And if you have to do mental gymnastics, if someone asks you, hey, you know, why do you support Donald Trump? If any time in that discussion you have to say, well, I really don't like the guy very much, stop. There's your sign. If you have to say and whitewash the fact that, well, you know, I don't like the things that he says, then stop. That is how we get past this. That is how we move forward as a country. I have to say a huge thank you to Conrad, Todd, Amanda, everyone at Civic Media for allowing this program to exist and being flexible. That is how we were able to bring you some incredible guests and I hope some wonderful content on my end. But I am so grateful to Civic Media and to everyone involved who has allowed this show to take place during this election season. This is about you. I love you guys. Thank you so much for everything. And we'll see you next week. Get out there and vote.